Yeah, it is a very unfortunate decision that could come from the employer, because we all know as educationists that there are so many factors that contribute to someone's performance. For instance, there's the issue of textbooks, the resources, the learning environment, and the capabilities of the child. So to pinpoint the teacher that the teacher is totally responsible for the failure of the school children, it's unfair, because so many factors have to be considered. And besides, if you are to set that precedent, let's start from those people who didn't give us bonuses. It's clear to me that these people have failed to perform their mandate as minister. So the cutting of salaries should start at the top, going downwards. Because if you look again, you'll find that when this economy was inherited from the previous rulers, it had reserves that could make this economy run for 6 months without any trading happening, auto run. And these people have ruined this economy. So what are you saying about these people? They should also have their salaries cut.
But is there a way of identifying teachers who are not performing well?
Yes, we are not disputing that maybe there are some teachers who might be failing to perform up to standard. But for us to blame the teacher totally, it will be unfair, because, as I've said, so many factors are involved.